The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
And this is something for you to think about this morning. It's about a guy called Steve. True story, this. The kind of guy that you kind of love to hate. Always in a good mood. Always has something positive to say. When someone asked him how he was doing, he'd reply, "If I were any better, I'd be twins." I've got a mate. I won't mention his name on the air, who's had one or two problems in his life, and he's exactly like this. Always. I've never seen him grumpy ever. It's the same kind of guy. This guy was a natural motivator we're talking about here. If an employee was having a bad day, this guy, Steve, was there telling the employee how to look on the positive side of the situation. Seeing this style really, really made me curious. So one day, we went up to him and asked him, "What's this all about? I don't get it." He said, "Well, just think about life." I said, you can't be a positive person all of the time. How do you do it? He said, "Every morning I wake up and say to myself, you've got two choices today. You can choose to be in a good mood or you can choose to be in a bad mood." He said, "I choose to be in a good mood. Each time something bad happens, I can choose to be a victim or I can choose to learn from it. I choose to learn from it. Every time someone comes to me complaining, I can choose to accept their complaining or I can point out the positive side of life. I choose the positive side of life." So we protested, "Yeah, it's not really that easy in life, is it?" He said, "Yes, it is. Life is all about choices. When you cut away all the junk, every situation is a choice. You choose how you react to situations. You choose how people affect your mood. You choose to be in a good mood or a bad mood. The bottom line, it's your choice how you live your life." So we reflected on what he said. Soon, hereafter, this guy left. He used to work in a tire industry, and one of his mates left to start up his own business, and they lost touch. But the guy often thought about him whenever he made a choice about things in life. And instead of reacting to it, he thought about this guy, Steve. Anyway, several years later, this guy heard that Steve was involved in a serious accident, falling some 60 feet from a communications tower. After 18 hours of surgery and weeks of intensive care, he was released from the hospital with rods placed in his back. And his mate saw him about 6 months after the accident. When he seen him, he spoke to him, asked him how he was. He said, "Well, if I was any better, I'd be twins. Want to see my scars?" Once again, being really positive. So the guy declined to see his wounds, but did ask him what had gone through his mind as the accident took place. He said the first thing that went through his mind was the well-being of his soon-to-be-born daughter. He then replied, "Then as I lay in the ground, remembered that I had two choices. I could either choose to live or I could choose to die." He said, "I chose to live." So his mate said, "Weren't you scared? Did you lose consciousness?" He said, "Well, the paramedics were great. They kept telling me I was going to be fine, but when they wheeled me into the accident and emergency and I saw the expressions on the faces of the doctors and nurses, I got really scared. In their eyes, I read that he's a dead man. So I knew I needed to take action." So his mate said, "Well, what did you do?" He said, "Well, there was a big burly nurse shouting questions at me. She asked if I was allergic to anything." He replied, "Yes." The doctors and nurses stopped working as they waited for his reply. He took a deep breath and said, "I'm allergic to gravity." So they started laughing. And he told them that "I'm choosing to live." He said, "I operate on me as if I'm alive, not dead." Anyway, he lived thanks to the skill of his doctors, but also because of his amazing attitude. And I think we should all learn from that, that every day we have a choice to live fully. Attitude, after all, is everything. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. After all, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. You've got two choices. I had two choices. Ignore that or share this with you. You know the choice that I made. You decide. That CD Hug later available to you on the website.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Famous birthdays today. Tori Amos celebrates her birthday. She's 43. Steve Davis, how old, Julia?
42.
Really?
I don't know.
Peter?
49.
Leclerc?
52.
Really? Well done, Peter. 49 today. And also, Honor Blackman.
She was fit, wasn't she?
Yeah. Pussy galore, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, yeah. And I still think, for her age... Well, no, hang on.
Whoa! Well...
For her age, she still looks good.
Yeah.
Right? Would you?
No, of course I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either.
But don't get him started on Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, really?
That's his older woman.
She's just divine, isn't she, Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah.
She's just stopped in time, no, she hasn't changed at all.
Any men listening right now, just answer this question to yourselves right now. Honor Blackman, now, would you?
Score out of two.
Right, here we go. Now, let's just find out how old she is. How old do you think she is?
Oh, I think she's probably 66.
Okay, Peter?
A lot older, 73.
Claire?
I would have said 69.
Yeah, but you would have done. A lot of fellas would have said exactly the same. Let me tell you how old Honor Blackman is, alias Pussy Galore. She's actually, for those people listening now that would have gone, yeah, I would, yeah. She's 80 today.
Never.
Is. 80 today.
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
I hope I look like that.
The ones that said they wouldn't now say they would.
Exactly.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
I'm just reading this in a newspaper today. Quite bizarre. An Indian businessman. He was born with two How's Your Fathers.
Well, lucky him.
Yeah. Pity he wasn't born with three, because he could have done a left, right and centre. No, this is true, this. He's been born with two. He wants one of them surgically removed, because he wants to marry and lead a normal sexual life. He's 24. He's admitted himself to a New Delhi hospital last week with this extremely rare medical condition. It's called penile duplication. Or diphallus, as it's there's the technical term. The surgery is expected to be as challenging as both organs are well formed, and full blood supply to the to one has to, you know, of course, has to stay for it to act normally. But anyway, there's about 100 such reported cases of this around the world, and it's known to occur among 1 in 5.5 million men. It's bizarre, isn't it? Really bizarre. I mean, if that, I would have called the Guinness Book of Records. And I bet you his mum made him sit down while he was having a wee. Sit down, what have I told you? Sit down.
Say you don't spray it.
Yeah. Well, you can't blame him. I know that's all over the floor, but you can't
blame him. Oh, it's horrible.
It's mad, isn't it? I mean, he's getting one taken off. He wants to make sure that the other one's okay. I mean, if that had been me, I would insist that they put one on top of the other. Can you just put it on the end of that one there for us, please? And imagine when he goes to get a suit as well. Excuse me, sir, which side do you dress on? Both, actually. Oh, my God. Unbelievable, that, isn't it? Did I also tell you that he was blind with two big, muscly arms?
And now, the workplace challenge.
Oh, God.
Mad, isn't it?
It's horrible.
Could you imagine? I know, that's exactly the action I was thinking.
Be like milking a cow.
Stop it now. Oh, my God.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
Did a bit of channel hopping last night. Came across some Irish dancing on the box. All that mad leg twisting caper. Some of that at the highest standard. I think I spotted, watch his face, Michael Flatley there, giving it the old dislocated knee trick. And then all those lines of girls come on, looking like they all had 30 legs going in different directions. I actually do like it. I always feel like there's something missing when it comes to Irish dancing, don't you? I kind of think that eventually someone somewhere is going to find an ancient book underneath a bed or something called Irish Dancing Volume 2, What to Do with Your Arms.
Yeah, so true.
It's just all below the waist caper, isn't it?
You could say that about just normal dancing, couldn't you? If you're ever having a boogie, you never really know what to do with your arms, do you?
Particularly
men, I think. Men don't. Yeah. You tend to... Tim does this thing where he puts his hands around his back like an Irish dancer, just rubs his head. Awful.
Looks like he's coming down the slalom on his skis. All right, it's 8:24. Biffo, I think, is hanging on the line there, Biff.
Buzz, indeed, it's hanging on this Wednesday morn.
It's hanging all right, thank you for asking.
All How's the CD crew this morning?
Very yeah. Nice, Biff.
They're all right, Biff.
Laughing Greenfield's on the way. It's getting closer.
It is.
I can't wait, kid. Me and Megan are going to be making our way down there. We yeah. want to be the first one in through them Galingtons. I can't wait. Oh, kid. Yeah. It's going to be bang on top.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I've got to say hi to some kid before who called me a blizzard.
Did he?
I'm not being funny, Steve. There's many things I am, but one thing I'm not is a blizzard. Oh, the cheeky melt. Hey, Steve, I've got a bit of a story for you here, Liz.
Go ahead, Biff.
The story's about this old couple, right?
Yeah.
They were about 90-odd and they were in church. And while the service was taking place, right?
Yeah.
The old girl, she whispered to her fella next door and she said, hey, she said, I've just done one of those quiet farts. What should I do? And her fella said, I'll tell you what you should do. Put a blooming batsy in your ear today. Oh, I'll see you later. You
That's great, isn't it?
Very good.
I like that. Well done, Biff.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.